I talked to a person who was considering a meditative religion. They were a Christian, but they felt like this meditation and this discipline of that, where they look inside themselves and try to search out the infinite within themselves and search out what is good and what is evil within themselves, was the way to find truth. The problem with that is that's totally opposite to the way that Christians find truth. We find truth by looking outside of ourselves, by looking at what has been revealed to us in the scripture, and praying and thinking about those things. And the Holy Spirit works within us to help us to have a knowledge of the truth according to the scriptures. The problem with looking inside of yourself for truth is that we never take an honest look. Even in meditation, we don't want to see that which is evil within us. And many times we cannot see what's wrong with us. This person said, I feel like I've never done anything wrong in my life. I'm not perfect, but I really haven't done anything that could be called really a bad sin. But the scripture says this, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So the Christian listens to what God says through the scripture and says, I am a sinner. Show me, O God, my sins. Forgive my sins. And we ask God to search us out. The reason we do this is because we have the Bible. We have eyewitness testimony to the truth, and that truth is contained in Jesus, not in us. Listen to what John wrote about what Jesus said to Peter and how he ended the Gospel of John. Then Peter, turning around, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, that would be John, which had also leaned on his chest at supper and said, Lord, who is he that betrays you? And Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he remain until I come again, what is that to you? You follow me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he remains until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are many other things which Jesus did, to which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Well, you see, John closed out with this. The testimony I'm giving you is true. I saw this. I touched this man. I heard him. I walked with him. I saw these things. And the Holy Spirit was with him as he wrote. And so we know that this book of the Gospel of John and the other books of the New Testament have come to us from God. And so that's where we search for truth, not within our own self, because we have an infinite capacity for self-justification. And we don't even want to see those things which are wrong with us. And no meditation in the world can unlock the secret places of the heart when they're hidden in that way. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the scripture, and I thank you for the testimony of the apostles and others down through the years. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I will not look in myself for truth. Rather, I will look for you to search me out. Know me. Know any wicked way there is in me. Know any good way there is in me, Lord. And lead me in the way everlasting, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.